Welcome to Polo Grounds in New York, for the game between the Boston Braves and the New York Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Tommy Holmes. Batting second. The right fielder, Paul Wehner. Batting third. The second baseman, Sibby Cisti. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Eddie Miller. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Nanny Fernandez. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Frank Demery. Batting seventh. The catcher, Clyde Klutz. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Buddy Gramp. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lou Tost. Pitching for the Boston Braves, Lou Tost. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Billy Werber. Batting second. The shortstop, Billy Gerges. Batting third. The right fielder, Mel Ott. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Johnny Mize. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Willard Marshall. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Howie Moss. Batting seventh. The catcher, Harry Danning. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Mickey Whitheck. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Cliff Melton. Pitching for the New York Giants, Cliff Melton. And now, play ball. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Melton juggles the ball. That's an error on Melton. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitheck scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Holmes moves to second. One out. Sibby Cisti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cisti hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fernandez fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges hits a fly ball into left field. Demery settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott hits a fly ball into right field. Wehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Nanny Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mize scoops it up and throws to first, with Melton covering, for the out. One out. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Clyde Klutz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klutz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cisti scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Gramp settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Howie Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Gramp settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Buddy Gramp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gramp hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Lou Tost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tost strikes out. One out. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes is 0 for 1 in the game. Holmes bunts towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. Gramp moves to second. Two outs. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 0 for 1 in the game. Wehner hits a fly ball into center field. Moss settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Harry Danning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Danning hits a fly ball into center field. Holmes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Whittek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whittek hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gramp scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Whittek for the out. Two outs. Cliff Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0 for 1 in the game. Werber is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Sibby Sisti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisti is 0 for 1 in the game. Sisti hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 1 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Nanny Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0 for 1 in the game. Fernandez hits a fly ball into center field. Moss settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Miller. The throw from Danning and he is safe. Miller steals second. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 0 for 1 in the game. Demery hits a line drive into left field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 0 for 1 in the game. Gerges hits a pop-up towards short. Miller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 0 for 1 in the game. Ott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sisti fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 0 for 1 in the game. Mize hits a fly ball into center field. Holmes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0 for 1 in the game. Marshall hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-0, Giants. Howie Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 0 for 1 in the game. Moss strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Clyde Clutz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clutz is 0 for 1 in the game. Clutz hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mize fields the ball and throws to Melton covering. Safe. Buddy Gramp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gramp is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gramp hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. Clutz moves to second. One out. Lou Tost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tost is 0 for 1 in the game. Tost hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. Clutz moves to third. Two outs. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes is 0 for 1 in the game. Holmes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Braves nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Harry Danning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Danning is 0 for 1 in the game. Danning hits a line drive into left field. Demery settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Witek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witek is 0 for 1 in the game. Witek hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sisti settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cliff Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Melton takes first base on ball 4. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0 for 2 in the game. Werber hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Clutz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 0 for 2 in the game. Wehner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sibby Sisti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisti is 0 for 2 in the game. Sisti hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Werber. Miller moves to second. Nanny Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0 for 2 in the game. Fernandez hits a fly ball into left field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Braves nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Johnny Cooney now playing right field. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 0 for 2 in the game. Gerges hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ott hits a fly ball into left field. Demery settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 0 for 2 in the game. Mize hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gramp scoops it up and throws to first, with Tost covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 0 for 2 in the game. Demery hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Clyde Clutz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clutz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Clutz hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Demery moves to third. Buddy Gramp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gramp is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gramp strikes out. One out. Tony Cuccinello pinch hits for Lou Tost. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Danning settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Lombardi pinch hits for Tommy Holmes. Ernie Lombardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardi is hit by the pitch. Clutz moves to second. Skippy Roberge pinch runs for Ernie Lombardi. Phil Massey pinch hits for Johnny Cooney. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Braves nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Phil Massey now playing right field. Max West now playing center field. Dick Erickson now pitching. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Marshall takes first base on ball 4. Howie Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 0-for-2 in the game. Moss hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Danning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Danning is 0-for-2 in the game. Danning hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miller can't make a play. That's a base hit. Marshall moves to third. Johnny Sain now pitching. Mickey Witek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Danning. The throw from Clutz and he is safe. Danning steals second. Mickey Witek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witek is 0-for-2 in the game. Witek hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Gramp settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cliff Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Marshall scores. Danning moves to third. It's 3-0, Giants. Cliff Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Melton strikes out. Clutz drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Melton out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Sibby Sisti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisti is 0-for-3 in the game. Sisti hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Eddie Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Miller hits a fly ball into right field. Ott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nanny Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0-for-3 in the game. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. Sisti moves to second. Two outs. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Demery hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Sisti scores. It's 3-1, Giants. Clyde Clutz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clutz is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Clutz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Braves 1. The Giants will come to bat. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0 for 3 in the game. Werber hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Miller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 0 for 3 in the game. Gerges strikes out. Two outs. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Ott takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Ott. The throw from Klutz and he is safe. Ott steals second. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 0 for 3 in the game. Mize hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gramp scoops it up and throws to first, with Sane covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Buddy Gramp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gramp is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gramp hits a line drive into center field. Moss settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Max West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West hits a line drive towards first. Mize reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Sane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sane hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Melton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sane for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Giants, 3, and Boston Braves, 1. Goodbye from Polo Grounds in New York.